Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes, and in the Ezra Tzuris Daf, it's all the way at the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, and in the Article Tzuris Daf, it's on the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mim Sarabas, Biyaka Moshe, Hernish, Amal should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us, Misha Yevra Isha Katan Makrin Oisai, somebody who has an Eved, Isha or Katan, reading Halal for them, because they don't know how to read Halal themselves, Oina Achrehen, Mashahin Oimrin, they have to repeat after the reader what the reader said, because these people can't be Yoytze him in Halal, and Vitehe Loi Me'era should be a curse on him that he has to have somebody like this reading for him that he never learned how to read on his own. However, if there's a gadol, a regular male over 13 years old, that's reading halal for him, all he has to do is answer haluka. That's because he could be yotze from the gadol. Says the Gemara Yotze Samaralf on the top. Tanu Yevav Brayis Avol Amru. They said Isha Mevreches Labayla VeEved LeRabbi VeKatan LaAviv. That a woman, she could bench for her husband, she could be yotze him, and an Eved for his master and a Katan for his father. Ask the Gemara Nicha Isha Mevreches Labayla EveD LeRabbi. This is all good that a woman could bench for her husband and an Eved could bench for his master. That's because both of these are chayiv and benching. Since they're chayiv and benching, they could be mitzi somebody else. But katan la'aviv, a katan for his father, he could bench for him and be mitzi him. Loikin amar vacha b'shim Rabbi Yosi ben Oirai. Didn't he say as follows? Kol she'amar b'katan kedei l'chanchai. That anytime they said that a katan is chayiv in something, that just means that it's the father's chiyuv to be mechanich the child, but not that the child is actually chayiv in it. So how could the child be mitzi his father in benching? The answer is tifter. We could explain what's his last case referring to. Ba'inach rehen, we take out the word amen. It's where the father responds after the child. The child says, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinu Mechlom, Azan, So'ilim, Kulei, B'tu, B'chim, Ches, Rachamim, and the father responds with that, and so actually the father is saying it on his own. Ki Yedetin Taman, it's like we learned over there in our Mishnah, Misha Haya Eved Isha Katan Makran Oisai, somebody who has an Eved Isha Katan saying halal for them, V'oinach Rehin Masha'in Oimrin, they respond after the person, what that person said, Utehila Me'era, they just get a curse for that. And V'oid Omri, they also said, Tavi Me'era Leben Esim Shu Tzarech Leben Eser, a curse should be on a 20-year-old who needs a 10-year-old. You're 20 years old, you should know how to learn Hebrew and be able to say everything on your own and not have to rely on a katan to say it for you. And moving on to Halacha Yod, continue to discuss Halal. The Mishnah tells us, Makam Shenogu Lichbol Yichbol Lifshayt Yifshayt Levarch Achrav Yivarech Hakol Kamenig Hamadina. In a place where the minig is to double certain words in Halal, so we double. If the minig is just to be Paishet, meaning just to say once and not double it, so that's what we do. And if the minig is to conclude Halal with a bracha, so we do that. Everything's based off the Minig Hamadina. Now, what does this mean? Makam Shenogu Lichbol. So we know that in the middle of Halal, basically from Haidu up until about halfway through the next paragraph, there's a lot of doubles, a lot of repetitions. First of all, Hoydul Hashem Ki Tov itself is repetitive. Then we have Yomar Na a number of times. And then in Min HaMetzar, we have a lot of doubles. Karasi Ka, Anani B'merchav Ka. And then there's Tov L'Chasayis Hashem, Tov L'Chasayis B'Divim. Then there's Sivavuni, Sivavuni, Dachai D'Chisani, so on and so forth. And since that is doubled in the actual Perek Tehillim, there are those that have the minig to repeat later psukim as well, such as Oidcha and the ones afterwards, as our classic minig is to do. However, if the minig is just to be Paishet and not double it, so we're Paishet and we don't double. The mission continues. If a person buys a lulav from his friend on Shemitah, he has to give him the esrog for free. Because he's not allowed to buy it on Shemitah. Now, this is specifically referring to buying from an Ama Aretz. So why does he have to give it to him for free? And that's because we know the Shvias is Teufes Dameha. If one sells Shemitah produce, the money paid has Kedusha Shvias as well. It has to be treated with proper Kedusha. It's only allowed to be used for food, drink, or anointing oneself. Now, we don't trust an Ama Aretz to do that with this money. Therefore, if he's buying his lulav from the Ama Aretz, the lulav we're referring to is from Shishas, it's from the sixth year, so it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, but the Esrei goes Basar Lakita, we follow when it was picked, and we're assuming that it was picked on Shemitah, so therefore it has Kedusha Shvias, and so he can't pay for the Esrei, because that money has Kedusha Shvias. Therefore the Amar Aretz would have to give it to him for free, along with the Lulav. The Gemara now gets involved in a little bit of a discussion about Halel, Rav and Shmuel argue, Chad Amar, one of them says that the word is Haleluka, whereas Vacharna Amar, the other one says that the word is Halelu, Ka, it's two separate words. Namad Amar Haluka, the one that says it's two separate words. What would be a practical nafkamina? Nechlak ve'enoy nimchak. That could be split on two different lines. You could write Halalu on one line and the word Ka on another line. However, the word Ka cannot be erased because that's Hashem's name. Whereas Namad Amar Haluka, the one that says that it's one word, nimchak ve'enoy nechlak. That could be erased because it's not Hashem's name. It just means a lot of praises to Hashem, but it's not allowed to be split up because that's one word. Now, v'lo yadin manamado, we don't know who said what. What did Rav say and what did Shmuel say? And Namad Amar Rav, from that which Rav said, Shamas min Chavivi, I heard from my uncle Reb Chiya, im yitain li adam sefer tehillim shel Rav Meir, if somebody gave me the sefer tehillim of Rav Meir, moichik ani es kol haluka shabai, I would erase all the words haluka in it, shlein eschav lakadshon, because he never had intention to makadish them and write them as Shem Hashem, havadu amar haluka. He clearly holds that haluka is one word, not two separate words, and therefore it doesn't have kedusha. As the Gemara Milay and Rabbanon pligon, the following memra is clearly not like we just said, the amar of Simon b'shem Yishuv ben Levi, basar l'shoinis shel shavach nemar sefer tehillim, there are ton l'shoinis of praise that Sefer Tehillim was written with, Be'ishur, that's Lashon of Ashrei, Benitzuach, as we have many Prakim Tehillim that start Lamnatzeach, Benigun, as in the word Beneginois, Beshir, as in Mizmar Shir, then we have the word Bemizmar, as in Mizmar Shir, Bahaskel, as in Maskel David, Berina, as in Rananut Tzadikim, Besoida, as in Hoidu Lashem, Betfilo, with Lashon of Tfilo, such as in Tfilo La'ani, Bebracha, with Lashon of Bracha, and Amosher Shabakulon, the greatest out of all of them, is Haleluka. Why is that? Shashem Vehashavach Kulun Baik says both Shem Hashem and great praise for Hashem in that same word, so we clearly see from here that the word Haleluka as one word actually is Shem Hashem. Rav Zeir Ba Kumi Rav Vo, Rav Zeir asks in front of Rav Vo, Ma Nani? What about answering after somebody who's reading Hallel? You have the Chazan, he's saying Hallel, do you have to answer after him? So he tests on base on top, Armalahi told him, Rav Abba Kipa Kume. Rav Abba, he would just bend his head, but he wouldn't answer anything. Now Rav Yoina, Ani Hachin Vahachin, Rav Yoina would answer so and so, meaning he would answer Haleluka after what it was said by the Chazan. And Rav says, B'shem Rav Abba Bar Chana, and V'istam and some say it's Rav Abba Bar Chana, said B'shem Rav, Evahusha'ana Rashi Prakim, a person should answer Rashi Prakim, meaning if he's just going to say Haleluka, he should also answer Rashi Prakim. And Rav Zeir asks, V'hailin Inun Rashi Prakim, what does that mean, Rashi Prakim? So for example, Haleluka, Halu Avdi Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem, meaning the first pasuk of the paragraph, that's considered Rashi Prakim, and that should be repeated after the Chazan says it. Now, Bon Kumir B'chia Barva, they ask in front of him, Minayin Im Shamal Loi Anu Yatza, how do we know if he heard and he didn't respond, he's still Yotze? That's what we call Shmiya Ka'ina, that if a person heard, it's like he answered and he's Yotze. So Amrlani told them, Min Madanan Chamin Rabban Revavaya Kamin B'tzibura, it's from what we see a lot of great Rabbanon, that they're in the Tzibur, V'ilin Amrin Bar Chaba, V'ilin Amrin B'shem Hashem, and one group says Bar Chaba, the other one says B'shem Hashem, V'ilu V'ilu Yotze Nidechav Asan, and everyone's Yotze Dechiyov, because the one that said Bar Chaba doesn't say Shem Hashem, and the one that says B'shem Hashem didn't say Bar Chaba, but it's still Yotze. So we see that Shemea, if you just heard and you didn't respond, you didn't say those words, it's not a problem, you Yotze. Now more about Amen. Tanya Rabbi Shaya teaches, I know who Adam Amen Alf Bishloy Achal. A person could answer Amen to Berchsa Mazon even though he didn't eat. However, Eino Emer Baruch Shachalnu Im Loy Achal. At the beginning, when we make a Zimon, he can't say Baruch Shachalnu unless he actually ate. And we continue, Tanya, we have a Brisa, Eino Ein Amen Yisayma Vloy Amen Ketufa. No answering Amen Yisayma or an Amen Ketufa. Now an Amen Ketufa means a grabbed Amen, and that's when the nun is dropped. Someone just says Amen and he doesn't say Amen with the nun. And the Gemara now clarifies, Ezui Amen Yisayma. What does that mean, Amen Yisayma, an orphaned Amen? So Rav Huni answers, as if a person has to make a bracha, and he answers, but he doesn't know what he's answering to. In other words, he's chayiv in a particular bracha, he doesn't hear the bracha, but he answers amen, thinking that he's going to be yotzei. That's considered an amen yosayma, an orphaned amen, because he's not answering it to any particular bracha. He didn't hear the bracha. The Gemara continues, Tani, we have a braisa, Goy shibirchas Hashem, ayna machrav amen. If a guy blessed Hashem, you answer amen to that. However, and pay attention to the little gears of change here, kusi, if a kusi blessed Hashem, ayna machrav amen, you don't answer amen to him, and that's only if you didn't hear the entire bracha, because we're afraid that he was also blessing Hargrizim. The Kusim used to serve Hargrizim, and so unless you heard the whole bracha from beginning to end, no answering Amen after the bracha of a Kusi. Now Rav Tanchumi says as follows, In Bircha Gai, if a guy blessed you, on Achav Amen, you should answer Amen to him. Because the Pasuk says, Baruch Tia Mikal Amim. Now literally translate this means, you will be more blessed than all the nations. However, understanding it here to mean that you will be blessed by all the nations. So if one of the nations blesses you, you say Amen. Now Gai Echad Pagab Rabbi Shmuel, there's a guy that encountered Rabbi Shmuel, Ubercha, and he blessed him. Amar Le, Rabbi Shmuel told him, Kvar Milascha Amira. Your words have already been said, meaning the Torah already says that we're blessed. Now, Acher Pagabai Vikilai, another person encountered him and cursed him. Armalei told him, Kfar Milas Chamira, your words already have been said. That's already stated in the Pasuk as well. Now, Armalei Talmidai, his Talmidim told him, Rebbe, Heich Mada Mart Ludain, Mart Ludain, how could you say the same thing to both of them? You're basically saying Amen to the Bracha, but you're also saying Amen to his curse. So Armalei told them, Vleichin Ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk tell us, Ayrecha Arur Vrech Baruch, those who curse you shall be cursed, and those who bless you shall be blessed. So me saying yes to his curse is basically me telling him that he's going to be cursed and therefore there's no problem. Now going back to this cause Hallel, we had said in the Mishnah, is some of the meaning to double certain words or psukim, and some of the meaning not to. The Gemara tells us, Rebbe Haya Kaifel Badvarim, Rebbe would double, whereas Reb Lezer Parta, Pashet Badvarim, Reb Lezer Parta, he would just read it once and not double it. Now the following Gemara is going on the last part of the Mishnah, that when a person is buying an Esrog and Lulav during Shemitah from an Am Aretz, he has to make sure to get the Esrog for free, and that's because we had explained the money is going to have Kedusha Shviyas, and we're not allowed to give money with Kedusha Shviyas to an Am Aretz because he's not trusted to use it properly. Now, Amr Blazer says, Dizikna Galil he, this is a sheet of the scan with the Galil. Dizikna Galil, I mean, they say, Asr Limser Lemishu Chashad al Shviyas, Mazen Shte Sudais. There's also give money that's Kedusha Shviyas to somebody who's Chashad. He's suspected that he's not going to keep Shemitah properly. Even the value of two Sudais, even if the person doesn't have money, you can't give him even the value of two Sudais worth. That's because we can't trust him. So it must be that's Mandam Ravar Mishnah, because an Esrik is for sure cheaper than Mazen Shte Sudais. And this is as opposed to the sheet of the other Chachamim who hold that you're allowed to give somebody like this Mazen Shah. shalosh sudas, not just shtei sudas, but shalosh sudas, and so it can't be that our mishnah is a chamim. However, Rav Matanya says, if the rakol get explained mishnas according to everybody, shayu asregim nukar biyaker. It's referring to a situation where asregim are very expensive and they're worth even more than mazin shalosh sudas. Kadotra and gaya haven mitzavtsven taman, like a situation that the merchants were very mitzumtsum. There was a limited amount of them and of asregim, and they were so expensive. But Rav Nachman bar Yaakov yav asregim matana lebrei. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov gave his asreg as a present to his son. Amalei, he told him, lachshatiska by when you're zaychen it and you do the mitzvah, hachzireili, give it back to me. That's what we call matana manas lahachzir. It's okay. It's considered a full-fledged matana. But in this way, Rav Nachman Yaakov also was unsure that he was going to get his esrog back. Bottom line is, he didn't buy an esrog for his son because they were too expensive. So that's how we can understand the Mishnah. And it's l'divrei hakol. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha yud aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.